following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us on this program today. We should have a very good hour planned for you. And if all goes according to plan, we'll preview some All-Star games. Mark Bonk, Kearney Catholic soccer coach, to talk about the Shrine Soccer Classic. Also, we'll be catching up with Brad Nelson of Axtell to preview the Nebraska Kidney Association and New West All-Star Classic tonight. Is the volleyball. Tomorrow's the girls' basketball. Saturday's the boys' basketball. All of that takes place in Minden, where the Lou Platte, Southwest, Fort Kearney, and Twin Valley conferences come together in sporting activities, and we'll be there tonight, so that'll be fun. Hope you can come on out and help support the Nebraska Kidney Association to watch some of the best athletes. One of the rare all-star games where you have this many conferences and this many kids represented. It gets underway at 5 o'clock each night. In volleyball, they'll actually have a championship game. Basketball, they'll just play their contest, and we'll talk with Brad Nelson about that. And coming up in our next segment, again, if all goes as planned, Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad will join us. He'll talk about the players that were drafted off this year's team, Will Bolt, the new hire yesterday, and then, of course, all that goes with taking over the Nebraska program. If you've got a question for Coach Erstad or any of our guests, but I'm sure Coach Erstad you may have a question for, email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can even use our three words of the week, hot, hungry, and performance. Any way you want in an email. Tomorrow we draw out for a large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, two locations in Hastings, one in Kearney. Again, those words of the week, hungry, hot, performance. We've got some emails to get to as well. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Merritt taking care of everything behind the scenes on this Thursday. And Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Game 4 of the NHL last night. Kind of scary, Daddy. Boston obviously looks like a better team than Vancouver. They have blown them out twice, and the games in Vancouver were one-goal games. 1-0 the first game, no score until 18 seconds remaining. The second game goes to overtime. So Boston has really outplayed Vancouver.
It certainly looks that way, and 8-0, say what you want about that. But last night probably was a 2-0 really game. A couple lucky bounces. I think the goalie's still wondering how two of those shots got in. Nonetheless, it was 4-0. They were out of it and out of it early. And one of the, you know, the player gets knocked out and is out with a concussion and out for the series, so they suspend the guy 4 games. Well, the guy that goes to the front line scores the first goal, and I'm sure that was one of Boston's, you know, the Bruins' big concerns. Are those guys going to be able to step up in moments like these? They did last night. Will they be able to do it again? We'll have to wait and see, but you're right, 2-2, and now it looks like the momentum certainly is behind the Bruins.
And Terrell Pryor could end up in Saskatchewan. The Rough Riders have acquired his rights, and also Bob Stoops says, no, we don't want your stinking BCS trophy from 2004. USC clobbered us. Even if they were illegal players, they were still collegiate players, and they clobbered us. We don't want it.
I hate to see that one. The deal was still decided on the field. If they were illegal players or not, to vacate wins and stuff and take wins out of your, you know everybody gets their football media guys and whatever, to take wins. All of a sudden they've got 9 or 10 or whatever, 13 less wins than they had. There's a lot of players that weren't illegal on those teams. There are a lot of players that worked their ass off on those teams to put the work in to get those victories. I hate when they take things away like that. And I know the NCAA's got a job to do, although sometimes you shake your head, are they really doing the best thing for the student-athletes? I wish they could speed up the processes. Why did it take this long to get to 2004? Did it really take this long? Does it take till August to get this Ohio State deal over with? Let's go. I mean, hire a couple more people. The lawyers are, what difference does it make if you're paying 5 lawyers or you're paying 10? Let's go.
Out of nowhere, Bob and Carney with this email. Are you hungry? Because I know the competition will be hot at this year's Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. I plan on putting on a good performance this year. Bob and Carney. Save that for the hot dog contest. Folks, we haven't talked about it at all, but it is going to be coming up again at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney on Friday, July 8th. The Doug and Daddy annual hot dog eating contest. We always do it the Friday after the 4th of July, and that's a little earlier than usual this year, but that is when it will be. And we keep it simple. We've never had to turn anybody away. We always like to bring back the defending champion and some of the top dogs, top competitors of the last year or two. But if you want to be in, all you have to do is email the show, and we're going to put you in. It's pretty simple. We feed you as many hot dogs. Our competition is a little different. You don't need to eat 64, and you don't have to shove them down in 12 minutes. In fact, last year, and they're bigger than the July 4th hot dogs and the Nathan's hot dogs. Troutman's has been taking care of us every year for this, and I believe they're on board again. So they're a little bit bigger hot dog. I mean, they're not Polish sausage like they did to us 1 year, they're huge. They were jumbo dogs. But what was it, 14 and a quarter last year or 15 and a quarter last year? Knocked off the three-time defending champion.
It was still a disgusting amount.
Oh, it was incredible. And we give you 30 minutes to eat them. We go live from the Hilltop Mall for a couple of hours. We cover the day in sports, but we also have hot dog eaters. All you have to do is email the show. We'd love to have you in. If you're new to the area, don't worry about it. You've never been on the show or called the show or emailed the show, but you're a big eater, fine. Spencer Schubert has already told me that he wants to team up from NTV, and they're off the sports segment that they do on Sunday night that they just started. You've seen him roller derby. You've seen him ride BMX bikes, which wasn't pretty. You've seen him box, which wasn't pretty. You've seen him shoot skeet, which wasn't pretty, and I'm sure this won't be either. But we'd love to have you in, and all you have to do is email the show, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, Jabba Chamberlain's going to be out for a while. All of a sudden, the Yankees are concerned that they have too many injuries, and with Boston's thumping of the Yankees last night, they are in first place. And again, please rewind me back to April when everybody was freaking out that the Red Sox were off to such a horrible start. And, of course, we both said, I believe, I know I did, and I think you were on board. Take it easy, people. Take it easy. And we're not even to July 4th. We're not even to the All-Star break, and Boston has caught and taken the lead in the AL East. And so all of those that thought we jinxed somebody by picking Boston to win the World Series or make the World Series, that's what I got to say to you.
It was, yeah, and they're scoring runs so early in these games. I'm sure the Yankees are just thinking, what in the world is going on? But when you're winning games, 11, you know, putting up 11 runs on the Yankees and that pitching staff, and you're looking at Burnett, who's supposed to be one of the greats in the game, and you think, boy, when he goes, we got a great chance to win. Just gets absolutely killed. 7 earned runs. David Ortiz continues to make noise. The Red Sox are going to be for real. I'll say it right now. They look like the team that'll probably represent the American League, and obviously a lot can change. But this top to bottom of that order, they've got it going on, and they're playing very, very good baseball.
And I thought today would be a good day for this, because did I say this right today? An 8-game losing streak? That's royal ask. The Chicago Cubs got a win yesterday. That's crazy. I'll tell you what, it's cooled down, and the shirts are still coming off all over Riverdale as the Cubs pick up a win and begin their Red Sox-esque run to turn it around in the NL.
24 wins, 2 behind Kansas City, 1 ahead of the worst record in baseball, the Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota has the worst record in baseball?
23.
What's Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh's got 30.
Exciting game last night that featured a couple of Cornhuskers. Tony Watson got his debut, faced 2 batters, struck out 2, but then Zach Kroenke lost the game on McCutcheon's home run in the 12th. So Nebraska has 6 players on major league rosters, and 2 of them were involved yesterday, and Jabba's hurt.
3 weeks, is that what they're saying with Jabba?
Yeah, but it's going to be longer than that. It sounds like it's much more a major injury this morning. Tim Kirchen saying torn. I believe, so that he may be done for the year. But keep it here. They're talking about it here on ESPN Radio.
I did not realize Jabba Chamberlain, 27 appearances. That's team leading this year. They pitched him often, and obviously it's not the closer there, but that's what people thought he would. You know, setting up, a setup man. But he goes in and does his thing, and done, you know, excellent. 2-0 with a 2.83 ERA on the year.
Well, he'll have some time to relax, and when he does, he'll do it in his beautiful living room provided by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you want comfortable, and I saw Mike Bruce a couple of times here in the last week, you know, he's all fired up about the great merchandise that they're moving out and the less stress that they have in the store, because there's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. It's just right for you. He sees the happiness. He sees the smiles on their customers' faces. He sees that when they come in and say, you know what, we want that in our house today, Mike and the gang says, no problem. If it's in my store, it's at your house whenever you want it, today, tomorrow, if you want to wait till next week, whatever the case may be. Visit any one of their Bruce Furniture stores and receive free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. From pillow fabrics to carpet color and wall decor, Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you. Check them out online, brucefurniture.com. Facebook them. They're there for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance will take a break. Expected to be joined by Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad when we return.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice, because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place. So you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Gets it to win to Miller, who takes a three.
Dirk and the Mavericks get a big win at home to tie the Heat up at two games each.
It's off the mark, and that's it.
Now the series turns to a best of three as we head to the final game in Dallas before we return to Miami.
Dirk facing to the right. His layup is good. With 14.4 left.
Game 5, Heat Mavs. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Cloudy skies continue today as we'll see isolated showers and storms possible with a high around 63. Northeast winds, meanwhile, stay from 10 to 15. We'll see a slight chance of a shower storm tonight with a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 59.
And Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. We're going to be at Midway on Wednesday for a special edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, so come out and see us. We'll give you more details as we get closer to that date, as we get ready to see the folks at the Midway Auto Group. You go out and see them with their hassle-free pricing. All you have to do is check it out. They've got the price right there on the vehicle that you want, car, truck, SUV. It's all right there for you. Check them out on the website, thinkmidway.com. It's hassle-free. It is thinkmidway.com from your Midway Auto Group. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, Nebraska has a new baseball coach. Happened about a week ago or a few days ago, of course, and he's trying to get settled in. Made a new hire yesterday, and we're very ecstatic to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the new head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska, Darren Erstad. And, Coach, so pleased you had some time for us today, and thanks for the time. Congratulations on your new job.
Well, thanks very much. My pleasure.
Darren, obviously a lot of people out there want people to go back to the first meeting you had to join this team a year ago. What was the thought process going on in your head as far as what you would contribute to this team then?
Well, it was to help Mike get the team back on track and get back to consistent regional and super regional play. And he had asked for my help, and I tried to come in and help, and well, things didn't go according to plan. That was kind of the idea, and well, here we are today.
Darren Erstad with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. It takes me back to a question you were asked at the press conference. How weird was it then to see Coach Anderson relieved of his duties and then the expectations put on you to take over this program? Is that weird?
Well, we've had such a great relationship over the years. You never want to see anybody go through that. And he did a lot of great things, and I had no clue that when he was let go, I just figured I'd go find and do something else and hang out with the family. And Coach Osborne came to me a few days later and asked if I would like to stay involved with the team on some level, and we had some other talks and. I didn't even think this was an option, but yeah, it was tremendously, awkward to go through all that. But when it comes down to it, an opportunity to lead the Huskers is just, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and there's no way I was letting that chance slip by.
Coach Anderson has always been a class guy. We've had him on the show numerous times and always a great interview. You mentioned that you had talked to him. He said he'd help you any way he could. Could you share anything from those conversations with the fans out there about what he told you when you said you were going to take the job?
Well, you said it best. It's just a class act all the way around. It's business and things happen and people have to make decisions on what direction they want to take things. And It makes it that much harder when he's such a great person. I just felt that when I was offered the job that it was just right to call him and let him know. And we just had a great talk, and I apologized to him for not being able to help him keep his job. But at the same time, this is an opportunity to help Nebraska, and there's no way I was going to turn that down. And, he couldn't have been any more gracious. Obviously, he's hurting and struggling, and he's reached out, and he told me, he goes, let's not go 2 months without talking. He goes, we don't even have to talk baseball, but we need to stay in touch. And I really appreciated that. And he just said, you know, whatever you need, if you have any questions, just call me and I'll help you. I mean, that's pretty impressive from a guy that was in a tough position.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's great.
Darren, everybody wants to know out there your managerial style. you've been around some great ones. Everybody wants to know, are you going to be the quote machine of Ozzie Guillen?
That'll be a negative. No, that is not going to happen. I don't have that much personality to do what Ozzie does, but I got a feeling my interviews will be pretty boring. I keep it pretty plain.
Who will you take the most from? Who did you learn the most from throughout your baseball career? Is there one or two guys?
Well, for sure, Mike Scioscia. I was there for a long time with him, but I mean, it's pretty easy to see all the assistant coaches that were under him are now head coaches or managers across Major League Baseball. He just has a really good system. I really believe in what he teaches and how he goes about his things. And, you know, that'll be part of it. I mean, I've developed my own ideas over time, but a lot of it goes right back to what his beliefs are.
Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You made your first hire yesterday. Rumors had been out there for a long time that maybe even Will Bolt would take over at Nebraska, but a lot of folks figured he'd be an assistant. Talk about bringing Will on staff.
Well, as soon as I accepted the job, he was the first person I called. And, I mean, that's just a no-brainer. The guy has passion for Nebraska, tremendous coach, tremendous work ethic. You know, that's one I just was not going to let slip away. And he's totally committed to Nebraska, and those are the kind of people that we want around here. And I can't wait for him to get started.
What is the time frame now for naming the other two assistants?
I'm sorry, you broke up. What'd you say?
What is the time frame now for you naming the other two assistants, or the rest of your staff, for that matter?
We'll be done, you know, probably in the next week. We want to get out in a recruiting trail full-time here pretty quickly. So I would imagine it's going to be done within a week.
Could you give me the top two or three names?
No. I think I'm going to keep that.
Fair enough.
We're progressing well, and it shouldn't be long.
Darren Erstad is with us, the new Nebraska baseball coach. Of course, we always have to preface this a little bit. If there's somebody out there that's about 20 years old, we have to say, well, Darren had a 14-year major league career. He was the number one pick out of Nebraska in 95. He played football for the national championship team. There's going to be people that only know you now as a baseball coach at Nebraska. Is that fine with you?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. All that stuff's all great and everything, but it doesn't get you anything right now. I have to go out there and coach, and that's all that matters is the present and what's going on now. That all that stuff doesn't get you anything, but maybe your foot in the door with some recruits. But until I show that I can develop kids and develop them into young men, I mean, I have a lot of work to do and a lot of things to prove.
Darren, three Huskers were selected in the draft over the last couple of days with Cody Ashe in the fourth round. And, of course, Casey Hotman's used up his eligibility, and Cash Kulkowski goes in the last round yesterday. Have you had an opportunity to talk with those three individuals?
I have. I've talked to all of them, congratulated all of them. It's just, I don't care where you're drafted, it's a special day, and it's an honor to even be included in that draft. You think about how many guys get drafted, and then you think about how many thousands of people there are playing baseball that would love to have an opportunity to get drafted. So it's just a real special day, and I just told them to enjoy it.
Darren, the biggest difference between what went on last year and what you want to do recruiting-wise, do you want to expand the recruiting base, or are you still looking for kids right here in the backyard?
Oh, Nebraska is the foundation of our recruiting. We are going to go after every single athlete with speed in this state, and we're going to build our team around speed, and that's what we're looking for. So, you know, we're not necessarily looking for that perfect baseball player. We're looking for that kid that has that work ethic, that drive, that passion for Nebraska, and he can run. I mean, we're going to cause a lot of problems on the base pass for teams, and pitching wise, we're going to look at all the pitchers here as well. And you know, we'll start here and we'll branch off, you know, as far as we have to go.
Darren, when people talk about you and they talk about the intensity that every day that you brought to the field, you were there earlier than everybody else, stayed later than everybody else. Was there a time? There's always a time in baseball when it's got to be fun, though. How do you separate being intense all the time and having some fun?
Well, you know, that's what my mom always told me, have fun. Every time I left the front door, she told me, have fun. Well, the thing everybody doesn't understand, that was fun to me. Getting dirty, grinding it out, being intense. I was having a ball inside. I felt like I was on a roller coaster at Six Flags or something. I mean, that was fun to me. That's where I got the joy in playing the game, and that's where my love all came from, was being like that. And just because I didn't smile didn't mean that I wasn't having fun. And, you know, I've learned to smile more and you know, but I don't feel any different than I've ever felt. That fire is still there.
Aren't parents funny? Darren Erstad with us. Darren's mom said, have fun. Big Daddy's mom said, hope you get lost. I mean, it's just so different what our parents have told us to do. And Daddy somehow always found his way home. Darren Erstad with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show before we let him get back to business. Darren, a lot has been said about how horrible the Big Ten Conference is in baseball. And a lot of the folks, friends of our program, and we've talked about it on the show, seem to think that Nebraska needs to just walk in and dominate the Big Ten, even though they were ninth or tenth, of course, in the Big 12 Conference. What do you do about being that good? And I guess just your thoughts on the Big Ten Conference. Many people say if you don't win it, you don't get into the postseason.
Well, the first thing is it's not that bad of a conference. The trick is to get everybody on board in the conference to schedule non-conference games that are a little bit tougher to get the RPI built up there. That being said, I don't care who we're playing. I don't care where we're playing. We can play in a parking lot for all I'm cared. The main concentration is playing our game and being prepared to do what we can control. The second you start worrying about what other people are doing, how good they are, how aren't they good, whatever it is, you have to respect every opponent exactly the same way. And we're going to be concentrated on playing our game and developing our players, and I really don't care who's on the other side of the field. And that's the whole basis for the type of mentality that we're going to have, so I really don't care where we're playing.
Have you had any contact or do you have any relationships with any of the Big Ten coaching staffs? Anybody you may have played with in the past or anything like that?
In the Big Ten?
Yeah.
No, I do not. You know, I've obviously talked to a couple scouts. I've talked to a few people that have coached over there in that conference, and I'm starting to get a feel for it. And, you know, people just in talking, open lines of communication, you start picking stuff up. I talked to a few guys telling me about pitching staffs from certain teams, and we'll just continue that dialogue. And again, it's good to have, you know, a little bit of scout report, but at the same time, like I said, I'm concerned about in-house.
Darren, when you go out on the recruiting trail, do you look at a team like the University of Connecticut, for instance, that's making some noise and headed to a super regional and say, hey, guys, we're not that far away from doing some pretty good things right back here that we were doing 5-6 years ago?
Absolutely, you're not far off. But there's a lot of teams in the country that can say they're not that far off. It's the level of dedication, the willingness to sacrifice, the buying into the system. It's all kinds of different things, how to deal with adversity. There's so many different things that many teams go through, and you have to capture your team and have them believe and sell out to what you're trying to do, and those are the teams that are standing at the end.
Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad, longtime Husker, a legend, 14 years in the majors, and we'll let you get out of here with this one, Darren, because the emails have been flying in since we've had you on the show. Everybody wants to know, have you been in contact with Bubba Starling?
I did. I have talked to him. I called him before the draft. I congratulated him after the draft, and, you know, the young man has a lot on his plate right now, but I will tell you, just a tremendous young man, and I'll support and help him in any way I can.
It's amazing how much interest that the one individual can draw. Any truth to the rumor, Darren, that the social director spot will be filled by David Gappa?
No, David Gappa is he'll be in a different role. He'll be some type of liaison role, you know, as far as being one of my right-hand men, but we'll talk about that later.
He can be a hell of a bullpen
We're still in negotiations. So.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. We wish you the best of luck, and we look forward to working with you throughout your coaching career in Lincoln.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Darren Erstad on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Wow. What other job could there possibly be out there? Limousine driver? SUV driver. Yeah, I don't think you want that either.
No,
unavailable after 2.
There you go.
I don't know what you do with that guy. Darren Erstad, Nebraska baseball coach. A pleasure having him join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Mike Soch, if you're going to draw some knowledge from somebody, not a bad baseball person to draw that knowledge from.
I think it's interesting. Obviously, Darren has gone through a lot of interviews, but that's all from a player perspective. Very few since then, even as an assistant coach. Yeah, hey, he came home. A lot of that was, hey, Nebraska boy comes home, yay. They're all different now. And he was pretty honest, pretty blunt. As he says, his interviews will probably be pretty vanilla, but he gave answers. He didn't jump around the questions very much, and that's hopefully honesty that we'll continue to see with the baseball program. Yeah, I liked his answer on the Big Ten, too. Everybody thinks Nebraska is already better than every team in the Big Ten, which I find amazing. I hope that's true. But that would also tell you that the Big Ten is way down. They're not going to walk in and beat up on every Big Ten school. And if they don't, I don't want to hear a Nebraska fan going, oh, my God, we're horrible. I mean, you got to go in. You got good collegiate Division I kids that are playing baseball. I mean, let's face it. You've got a good team up here at UNK. You've got some good athletes at Hastings College. And these kids supposedly are all better, almost every one of them, that are playing in the Big Ten.
You're right. You do hear those things, though.
But you can't lose to Austin Peay and Kent State and Texas State and the University of Canada and Ontario and whoever else has played up there.
I just think that the mindset's got to be you got to get back to having some confidence to win series. You don't go in the mindset, we're going to sweep all these teams. You start winning series. And I think Nebraska will do that. I think they are better than these teams, and I think they'll prove that next year. But it starts with winning series. 4 out of 26, not going to cut it.
But I think they're going to be a lot better next year on the mound. Now who can step up offensively? I've got to think Cody Ashe will not be back. You get picked in the 4th round. Cash Kulkowski, I have to imagine, will be back. There's no reason for him to go now if he didn't go out of high school, especially now that he's not a, I mean, he's a pitcher coming out of high school. Now he's going to be an offensive player. He knows he's got a ways to go, and it can only help him. Why not play for the Huskers instead of going to rookie league ball for the Royals or independent league, whatever they want to do with him? So that's what I would expect from all of that. Of course, they love talking baseball, and when you love baseball, you've got the gear for it at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. It's kind of funny listening to some of these little league coaches. Their seasons are going to be winding down here at the end of the month so that more travel leagues, more tournament teams can take over in July and early August. And if you've got a new team to equip, Misco's can help you out with the travel bags, the uniforms, the hats, whether it's baseball or softball. They've got all the gear for you. And, of course, if you like playing outside, shooting some hoops, 3 different styles of Bison basketball units on hand. Check them out at Misco Sports, where they're open late on the breaks every Thursday on the downtown Kearney Center until 8 o'clock. They've got some exciting changes coming up at Misco's, and be sure to check them out. We'll take a break. Are you okay? Everything good? All right. Merritt, everything good? Everything okay?
I think so.
You good?
Yeah.
All right, you sure?
We got a special surprise, though, for you coming up.
Coming up, Brad Nelson, Axtell volleyball coach Mark Bonk, Kearney Catholic soccer coach, previewing some all-star action this week. It's up next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies continue today as we'll see isolated showers and storms possible with a high around 63. Northeast winds, meanwhile, stay from 10 to 15. We'll see a slight chance of a shower storm tonight with a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 59.
Let's shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout. Twist and shout. Come on,
25
come on,
years ago today, Ferris Bueller's Day Off was released. Sausage King of the other Roman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Excellent.
That's so awesome.
Grace! Grace! He sees those days. 9876. Grace!
Oh my God, a Ferris Bueller reference out of nowhere.
Maybe the
dorks, geeks, dweebs, they all think he's great.
They all think he's a righteous dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's the score? 0-0. Who's winning?
The Bears.
The Bears.
So awesome.
That girl turns around, blows that straw full of Coke and right in Rudy's face.
Oh, Lord.
Charlie Sheen.
You were Ferris Bueller. Oh. Just in a smaller town, right?
Maybe. The problem is you.
Charlie Sheen, we should have known. Back in the day, 25 years ago, he was going to be that whacked out. You know what? Another anniversary, not on the same level, but do you know what tomorrow is? A one-year anniversary. Nebraska being accepted into the Big Ten Conference one year ago. Yeah, crazy, isn't it? Tonight, the Nebraska Kidney Association New West All-Star Classic begins in Minden as the Fort Kearney, Southwest, Lou Platt, and Twin Valley conferences will be doing battle. It is basketball Friday and Saturday, but tonight they start with volleyball, and one of the coaches is Brad Nelson of the Fort Kearney Conference out of Axtell. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things in Ferris Bueller's Day Off world?
Oh, they are great. I was just enjoying the song.
What's your favorite memory of that movie? Brad, do you got one?
Oh, the whole movie was just great.
I think it was like the first time at the end of the movie, go home. It's over. What are you doing? Go home.
Remember Cameron laying in bed going, he's going to call me. He's going to call me.
And that's what we do. We stalk our coaches. And Brad Nelson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you get ready for another year here with the All-Star Classic. And we've talked about how many All-Star games there have been out there. How many of these kids had a chance to play together, if any?
Quite a few. We had an All-Star game in Clay Center last Thursday, where we actually played the TVC and the Crossroads Conference. We split with them, we beat the TVC, and we lost to the Crossroads.
And, of course, that's who you get again tonight. What do you think about the matchup? Is it going to be exactly the same rosters that you know of, or do we have a little new flavor on the two teams?
As far as our roster, it'll be pretty much the same. We're missing just one of the players, Ashley Farrell from Eustis. But other than that, our roster will be the same, and I believe theirs will be. So I think it'll be a great game.
Brad, it's always interesting when you get a final opportunity to coach your daughter as well. What's that mean to you?
It's a lot of fun to coach the All-Star game. You get, you know, the best players from the conference together, and, you know, it's just kind of a relaxing atmosphere, and the kids have fun playing with some different people. So, you know, I look forward to another good game tonight.
Brad Nelson, Axtell Volleyball Coach, is with us here on the Doug and Danny Show. It's for another a good benefit, the Nebraska Kidney Association. I don't know if the kids always understand. They have fun playing in all these games. It gives them another opportunity to play competitive sports. But how much do they know about where some of the monies in these various all-star games go to?
Well, I think Minden does a great job of bringing the kids in, and they usually have a speaker come in and talk to the kids over our lunch. And so I think they kind of understand, you know, that this is for a great cause, and, you know, and again, Minden does a great job of putting this on and providing a good opportunity not only for the fans but also for the kids that are playing.
Brad, when you look at your roster, is there one girl out there that you go, thank God she's finally on my team because she killed us every time she played us?
Well, I think there's about nine of them, but no, there are a lot of great players. You know, I guess somebody like Aisha Burke stands out from Elm Creek. You know, she just has been a great setter for a number of years. You know, Mikhail Heinrich stands out. You know, she played great last Thursday, and you know, we look forward to her playing well tonight also.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you guys are installing a pole vault pit for Burke to get 13 feet above the net and hammer some down tonight?
Do you think that would work? I would like to see that.
Of course, a state champion of the pole vault down in at the state meet in Omaha last month. Brad, just taking us back to the match you had last week, where's some of the interesting matchups? And maybe tell us a little bit about the Twin Valley Conference and who you're going to have to do a little bit better job against tonight if you want to get a win.
Well, the Twin Valley is, last week anyway, was mostly Lawrence Nelson girls. I believe they had five Lawrence Nelson girls on their roster. So, you know, anytime you put that many players from one team on an all-star team, you're going to be, you know, you're going to mesh pretty well. So that's going to be a tough matchup for us. You know, in an all-star game, it's just kind of whoever can come out and pass well and not make a lot of mistakes. We know that both teams are going to have great hitters and, you know, be able to do all the fundamental things well. So, you know, it should be a great matchup, and we kind of look for our girls to step up and at least make it to the finals tonight.
That's a little weird when they run play three and you're going, we don't have three plays. They got five of them from there, like, just run three. Okay, and everybody's agreeing, and you're like, we've only got one.
And Lawrence Nelson, yeah. State champions, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, they and, you know, that's kind of a good point about an all-star game. You know, every coach uses a different vocabulary, so part of the problem is just getting everybody on the same page as far as, you know, how do we call plays and you know, what vocabulary does everybody use.
Well, Bradley, I know you're going to have a busy afternoon as you have a little workout and, as you said, lunch and talking with the speaker there, so we'll let you get back to work. We'll see you tonight in Minden, and appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Nelson, Axtell Volleyball Coach. He'll be leading the Fort Kearney Conference team tonight. The first match at 5 o'clock. The Lou Platte Conference plays the Southwest Conference at 5, followed by the Twin Valley taking on the Fort Kearney Conference. They play the best of 5, and then the winners will play a quick best of 3 when the first two matches are done. C.L. Jones Gymnasium tonight in Minden. Brad and all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are taken care of by our friends at Burger King, where you can get an icy frozen treat, Coke or cherry, all sizes now just $1. And join them on Facebook. Facebook, look it up, type in BK North. It's there for you. You get very special deals, and you'll be able to find out when the specials are special. That's BK.
You're always special at BK.
Duh. Two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, and by Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground for the kids, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. We'll be back with more right after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights? No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, there's a good reason.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Hey everyone, Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations, and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online, as always, at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard to find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard to find parts aren't hard to find here at K&K Parts Company.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
Cloudy skies continue today as we'll see isolated showers and storms possible with a high around 63. Northeast winds, meanwhile, stay from 10 to 15. We'll see a slight chance of a shower storm tonight with a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 59. Saying
they're not good. Just saying they're all the same. Oh, hello. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Mark Bonk is going to join us. He is the head soccer coach at Kearney Catholic. We talked about the girls' side in the Shrine Soccer Classic yesterday. We'll talk about the boys today. Shrine Soccer Classic in Hastings, Saturday. Girls at noon, the boys at 2:30. Wherever the sports are, and maybe you're just running the kids around, or maybe you're playing some sand volleyball or playing some softball, and you're looking for a little break in between your matches, well, cool down, have your favorite beverage, get something to eat, and watch all the sports you want. Huh, where do we go for that? Well, there's not very many places. And there's no place better than Cunningham's Journal, The Loft. And, of course, now that the weather is nice, the courtyard open, and they are jamming out music almost every night. Some of your favorite drinks are out there as well. Folks, Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, the place to be. Live music every weekend, coldest draft beer in town, and more HD TVs than a TV store. So you can follow all of your favorite sports teams. They've got their happy hour specials from 3 to 6 daily, including the big-ass beer specials they have made famous for only 2.5, along with all Wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small craft and micro brews. And if you haven't tried out the kitchen, we can't say it's new anymore because they've been banging it out here all year long. Check out the courtyard, some of your favorites. Check them out at Cunningham's, their new food menu, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Little surprise for Doug today. Doug knows nothing about this, but Marin and I put this together this morning for you, the fans, the listener out there. Here you go. Today's reading from Life's Promises for Success by New York Times bestselling author
Jimmy the Weasel Trassel.
We go to page 13, The True Measure of Success. Success is a journey. It is defined not by those outside of us who give us awards or bestow honor, or even by getting that promotion or winning a championship. The true measure of success is whether we feel good about our ability to contribute to whatever team we're on. This has been Life's Promises for Success by New York Times bestselling author
Jimmy the Weasel Trassel.
We'll try and do that from time to time and read a passage from...
Maybe when I'm not here.
Mr. Integrity himself, Jimmy the Weasel Trassel.
Former Ohio State football coach, for those of you that didn't understand that. Here's all I can say. I'm sorry, listeners. We appreciate your loyalty, but I know that's a minute of your life you will never, ever be able to get back.
Oh, you don't like it at all.
Mark Bonk is going to join us here in just a second on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're a weirdo. That's all there is to it. You're a weirdo. You're a weasel. You're strange. You're very strange. Yes, we have time to go into this. I'm sorry. Go away, Eric Crouch! He's trying out for the Omaha Nighthawks. Good God. And I'm sorry, I'll bring it up again. He was on with our friends at Unsportsmanlike Conduct yesterday in Omaha. So I went back and I listened to the interview. And I don't even want to waste our listeners' time by getting permission to play part of that interview on this show. Because they asked the questions that I wanted to ask him myself. Why? And what do you have to prove? And blah, blah, it was the same crap I've heard out of that spewing stuff. Oh, God, what? I'm going to tell you, when he quits the Nighthawks, it's coming hard on this show.
The Nighthawks aren't going to have they're not going to have a league, are they?
God. Go away. What, we hadn't heard from you in a year, so you had to do something so we'd bring your name up again? I'm sorry. It just gets it rubs me the wrong way. Here's the deal. Maybe Eric Crouch is a good human being. Okay? But his career, I know he won the Heisman Trophy. Congratulations.
Moving on.
Good God. Coming up. Here's what we're doing, folks. Mark Bonk's going to join us while we talk to Mark. We're going to give you a chance to get registered, and then we're going to draw out next week. You can email the show, or you can call the show right now, 888-455-ESPN. We've been telling you all week that we're going to be giving away an entry for a two-man team into next week's two-day extravaganza at the Broken Bow Country Club. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. 10 a.m. shotgun start both days. It's a two-man team. We're going to put one two-man team in from the Doug and Daddy Show. Not Daddy and I, one of the listeners. So if you would like to be in, call now, 888-455-ESPN. Merritt will get you registered. They play best ball and alternate shot next Saturday. Scramble and aggregate Sunday. Now, this is next weekend, not this weekend. June 18th and June 19th. There's a lot of golf games. It's a lot of fun. Two-man, two-day extravaganza at the Broken Bow Country Club. If you would like to be one of the finalists, call now or send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox. And again, the phone number, 888-455-3776. Well, the annual Shrine Soccer Classic is coming up Saturday. We had a chance to discuss it throughout the week in this very busy early June of All-Star Games, but this has become a real competitive event. The girls will kick it off at noon at the Hastings College campus, and then at the Osborne Sports Complex, the 2:30 game will follow for the boys, and we are pleased to be joined by one of the coaches, the many coaches. He's the head of the North this year. That's Kearney Catholic's Mark Bonk. Joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. I imagine you're very eager to get things underway.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very excited to get this opportunity. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
You know, I thought they gave these gigs to real old experienced coaches. What did you think when you were named head coach here?
It's changed it up a little bit. it's good to get some young blood in there every now and then.
Well, we see that the sport just continues to grow, and as much as we've talked about the teams in the West getting competitive and being able to compete and make it to state tournaments from the Tri-Cities over the last 6, 7, 8 years, we can also see that the coaching influence is in there. Now, I know that camp gets underway today, but as you put together this team, what was the thing that you and your coaching staff was looking for?
Well, it's the bulk of our team is midfielders. Because we have so many good midfielders that we've seen throughout the state with all the respective coaches when we were getting together. And it's so many of those midfielders, they're such great utility players. Anymore, it's hard to find somebody that just specializes in defense or just specializes on offense. A lot of the talent is in the midfield this last couple of years.
These have been competitive games. It's not like they've been 10-9 games. You usually see an all-star at the next level or the highest level, the hockey game or a soccer game, where offense does take over. What's the philosophy of your coaching staff? I know you want to win it, but do you expect it to be a high-scoring game, or do you take this like it's a state tournament game and try and win it 1-0 or 2-1?
I don't know. I wouldn't be sad if it was a high-scoring game. That'd be something fun to see. I know the last few years, we've with our own team, we haven't scored a whole lot of goals. So if we can score some goals in the Shrine game, that'd be a fun thing to be a part of.
It's North versus South, which is obviously different than East versus West. And you've got the Grand Island and the Kearney kids on your squad. And, of course, Nick from Kearney Catholic, your own player. But, boy, Grand Island, this is as good as they've ever been. Kearney continues to be solid. I know you had a very young team, and Kearney Catholic is trying to grow here after having some early success. What do you see as the strength of the kids that are from Kearney, Grand Island?
They're very, very competitive. I mean, these are guys that almost have a chip on their shoulder just feeling out west, because they get almost like they're looked down on from some of the people out east of all those kids from out west. They can't play, but when they come up and they get to play against those guys, it's kind of a shock, I think, for some of the guys out east. They didn't expect some of these kids to have the skills that they do, so that's nice to see.
Mark Bonk, head coach of Kearney Catholic this week, is the coach of the boys' North squad in the Shrine Soccer Classic Saturday in Hastings, and you'll be able to hear more about our discussion on the Doug and Daddy Show throughout the week. Mark, last week, the Shrine Bowl was played earlier than it's ever been for football, and they had very little trouble getting kids to come in where they had in the past. And I'm just looking here. Dylan Lushen played in the Shrine Bowl, and now he's going to be on your squad, and he was a heck of a football player, heck of a soccer player. Did you have any problems, or did all the kids that you guys contacted for the most part say, yeah, I want to be there?
Yeah, for the most part, everybody seemed pretty excited about joining, so that's really good news.
I know you're just getting camp underway, but who kind of sticks out in your mind outside of our Tri-Cities kids that you're looking forward to working with here these next 3 days?
Well, I know we have a couple very, very solid goaltenders, and I wish I could tell you their names right now. But both of them have been recruited by colleges to play, so I'm very, very excited to work with both those guys.
How much do you guys look at the South squad? Do you worry about that? Do you know what kind of team that they're going to have? Obviously, again, everything comes back to football or basketball. In football, you can look at the other side and know, hey, they're going to run the ball. Hey, they're strong on defense. Or, hey, they got some kid out there that can throw the ball all over the place. What do you know about the South squad?
Oh, they're going to be a solid team, just like our team's going to be, but I think we're more focusing on the skills of our players than worrying too much about what the other team is. Because with an all-star game, I mean, both teams are going to be pretty stacked. You don't have a whole lot of weaknesses. So hopefully we can just press the issue and take care of them with some speed.
Mark Bonk is with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's Kearney Catholic soccer coach, and this week, again, as we said, coaching the North squad in the Shrine Soccer Classic. A lot is always learned when the coaches get together. How much are you looking forward to learning from your assistants and maybe picking up a thing or two that you'll bring back to your high school team?
Yeah, I'm very excited about doing that. Because I know that different games, I always am looking for different warm-up drills, different things to work on that some of the other teams are doing, and it's going to be nice to actually sit down and pick the brains of some of these other guys that are been working with their teams for quite a few years. It's always nice to get experience from other people.
Mark, as we continue to learn more and more about soccer, because Daddy and I obviously never did play this on a competitive level, do you have any concerns about, or do you have a lineup? You know you're going to put these kids in the first half, these kids in the second half. Is there a certain set of rules, or can you kind of rotate them as you want?
We can rotate them pretty much as we want. We don't have anything set in stone right now what we're going to be doing, but I know we're going to be playing a whole lot of midfielders.
And finally, we talked about some of these kids, but specifically about your own Nick Brummer of Kearney Catholic. What do you expect from him in this game, and what does he bring to the table?
Well, I'm looking forward to him going out and showing what he can do. For the last 3 years that I've had him, we've had very, very small numbers. So he's definitely been one of our top guys on our team every year in and year out, even when he was just a sophomore. So I'm excited for him to get out and get that opportunity to play with that kind of competition and that level of talent.
Well, Mark, we'll let you get back to preparations as you make it to camp today, and wish you the best of luck and have fun this weekend, and good luck in Saturday's game.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Mark. Thank you. Mark Bonk, head soccer coach at Kearney Catholic. Again, the girls play at noon, the boys at 2:30 in the Shrine Soccer Classic coming up this Saturday. A lot of talent from the area going to be playing in that game, in those games. We mentioned some of the girls yesterday, the boys. Besides Nick Brummer of Kearney Catholic, you have got Sam Simon of Kearney High, Hector Gutierrez and Logan Mendez from Grand Island on the south, Aaron Luther of Lexington, and Wendy Armendariz, I hope I got that right, from Hastings, will all be playing in that game. Also, a couple of other high school notes. The All-State tennis team is out. Kearney's Teelan Trimble, second team, Class A. Grand Island Central Catholic's Katie Brand, first team in Class B. And Danielle Lemick does it again. The girl just crushed everybody in the field, winning the final 6-5 yesterday, her third consecutive state match play championship. The boys finish up today. The girls are in Ashland. And the boys are playing at Oakland.
Amazing. I don't know what else you say about her. One of those up-and-coming stars. How long till... I mean, she just destroyed... 6-5, she wins the deal. I mean, you narrow it down, it's supposed to be somebody neck and neck with you. If somebody makes a mistake, you capitalize. No. 6-5, it's over.
I think it was 7-6, 6-5, 6-5 in her three matches. She never got to, like, the 15th hole, 14th hole. That's just crazy. All right, let's wrap the show up. Your prediction tonight. I'm sticking with what I got. I don't know that LeBron will get 40. I hope he does. I've got Miami winning tonight. I have Dallas not winning another game this season. I took Miami in 6. This is kind of how I thought it would pan out. I've got Miami winning tonight and then winning on Sunday in game number 6 and clinching the series. And a big night tonight for LeBron.
Hi, everybody's saying big night for LeBron. I say big night for Big D, and that's Dirk Nowitzki. I think they find a way at home with that crowd behind them. They've got to win tonight.
You're just doing that because I took Miami, right?
No, I'm just doing it because I'm cheering for Dirk and Jason Kidd and those guys, Mark Cuban.
That's cool. That's cool. I'll tell you what, that makes it a lot different. If Dallas wins tonight, wow, does it get interesting. And great, we'll have another 3 days of people bashing Miami. It'll be outstanding. But we'll see what happens. The game's tonight here on ESPN Radio. Coverage at 7. Of course, it's all day long. Tip-off is at 8:05. And we want to thank the new head baseball coach at Nebraska, Darren Erstad, for joining us on the show today. Mark Bonk, Kearney Catholic soccer coach, Brad Nelson, volleyball coach at Axtell, as they get ready for the new West All-Star Classic tonight in Minden. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Dre for the New York Times will join us to talk about the Belmont, and we'll have a whole lot more as we get ready for the NCAA Super Regionals. If you miss any of the interviews, go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.